Our Father. Our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done. Here. As you breathe in, imagine God, the God of the universe, gently and lovingly breathing his very life into your body. As you breathe in, feel God's animating presence entering into your lungs, rejuvenating your mind, giving energy to your body. Just invite God into this space with you. Maybe take a minute to open your hands as a physical sign of your desire to open your heart to God and whatever he has for you in the next few minutes. Chapter 2, the writer continues to talk about the beauties of who Jesus is, what he has done, and his heart posture toward us. In verse 10, he writes, "For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering." It was fitting that God should make Jesus perfect through suffering. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer. And by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you, our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were rescued. In you they trusted, and we're not put to shame. But I am a worm, not a man, scorned by humankind and despised by the people. For it was fitting that he for whom and by whom all things exist, and bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. Just take a moment and allow that to sink in. Jesus, suffering for us. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my chest. My strength is dried up like potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. It was fitting that God, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many daughters to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. You, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. Take a moment and just marinate on that thought that Jesus, the one whose name is above every name, that he would voluntarily refer to you, to us, as brothers and sisters. His brothers and sisters. I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the afflicted. He has seen their affliction, and he has not hidden his face from them, but he has heard. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. God, why would you voluntarily go through that? What kind of love would move you to make that decision? And to go through with it? It was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them siblings, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children God has given to me. Oh, Jesus, precious Jesus. You are worthy of all praise and glory and honor. Your name is higher than we can fathom. Thank you. Thank you for lowering yourself for us. For submitting yourself to death for us. Thank you that you are not ashamed to call us your siblings. God, we ask that by the power of your Spirit, you would allow those truths to resonate in our hearts and minds. It would help us to internalize them, to be transformed by your word. That those realities would change us today. Help us to live as your brothers and sisters, paid for by your blood. Help us to live out of that knowledge. Help us to honor you with our thoughts and our actions. Help us to honor you as we move out into mission and embodying your love for the world. We pray these things in the beautiful name Jesus. Amen.